Sometimes the tests which Lord Krishna sends our way can come.
Často toho Krishna
can bring us to the state
nás privede do točke,
ko feel it is getting too much.
Čutimo da je preveč v našem življenju.
One after the other, 50
en za drugim, 50 let, 20 let.
At this time, when you feel a little strained, I want to encourage you to take shelter in the following little story.
Napete je pa tako, da življenje je tako težko. Ne?
Once it was in London,
poiščimo zavetje v tej mehni zgodbi. Nekoč v Londonu je Šila Prabhupada sprejel več bak, ki so imeli probleme v duhovnem življenju. In oni so, se izrazili, so povedali svoje probleme. Ne?
One said, my wife has left me.
Moja žena me je zapustila, druge je rekel,
came to Krishna consciousness,
odkar sem šel v zavest Krishna, če sem razvil kronično bolezen,
and I'm not in good relationships with the devotees and so on. They continued in Prabhupada listened to them very, very carefully and emphatically, caringly. After some time he said, yes, spiritual life is difficult. Then he looked at the devotees.
In potem pogledal bakte, ampak
actually spiritual life is very difficult.
Duhovno življenje je zelo težko, pravzaprav.
Then he said,
no,
spiritual life is very, very difficult.
Ne, je rekel, duhovno življenje je zelo, zelo težko.
Then he said, but material life is impossible.
Ampak materialno življenje pa nemogoče.
So when please think about the wisdom of this simple sentence.
Prosim, razumite to.
Panto. Krishna.
A to je čmrv, ki je smo ga sedaj odpudili skozi okno.
This is ordinary bumblebee. So in our first session this morning,
we looked at
the question, why does Krishna put his dear devotees through suffering when he says in the Gita that he takes their karma away.
And we had found out
that Krishna does take the suffering, but he gives them the karma back in a Krishna-ized form,
da Krishna zame karmo, bhakti, to trpljenje, ampak ga vrne nazaj, to trpljenje bhakti na ta način, da ga poučuje skozi to, skozi to krišnizirano karmo.
It was interesting for several of you, for most of you, to see
bilo,
actually
how videti, kako, ko smo pisali in ta velik list,
the mentality really, which is mentaliteta, the ignorance,
oziroma tista nevednost, tista, ki povzroči, da pozabimo
so that we
Krishna in
really
da se ta duša se prekrije in potem dajmo prednost čutnemu uživanju.
To spiritual life. Now, if Krishna would not attack this sinful mentality, well, let me say, sinful is a very strong word, this ignorant mentality, it wouldn't do something there. We would never have a chance to really understand Krishna consciousness.
Krishna
I think all of you remember
potem mi nikoli ne bi imel možnosti, da razumem zavest
Krišna. Spomnim
se, obstaja štiri razloge, zakaj se nekdo obrne k Bogu.
Reason, which is very
en razlog, ki je zelo pomemben in najbolj pogost, je trpljenje.
Ker
se počutimo dovolj izpolnjeno življenje, srečne,
čutimo,
da mislimo, da je našo življenje ne.
Nismo
izpolnjeni, potem smo se v tem primeru se potem obrnemo
v Bogu. This was the first part. Today, sorry, not today. Now,
danes,
in this session, which lasts up to 4 o'clock,
ki bo trajala do 4,
we will look at some examples from Shastra and study some devotees' lives and how they were
so
behaving,
ko so se obnašali,
when these tests
ko,
were coming.
Ko so prišli testi v njihovo življenje. Vsi se lahko veliko naučimo od teh
abat in lahko model our behavior,
svoje življenje in obnašanje
postudimo
z njihovim ravnanjem, z njihovim življenjem. Mislim tudi, da je zelo pomembno, da razumemo, da je Krišna ni da
to sufferings,
da ni, da samo mi trpimo, da nam Krišna da to karmo nazaj.
Ma
tudi veliki bhakte gospoda Krišne ima takšne teste. En bhakte mi je ravno tako povedal, ko je bil v vojni v Srbiji,
devotees dropped their dotis and zaris. They could not understand why does Krishna
veliko bhakt je odvodilo, niso več bhakti,
we are holy people,
ker niso mogli razumeti, zakaj mi trpimo tudi v tej vojni, ne? Zakaj se bhaktam dogaja tudi takšne stvari, kot se dogaja s ljudem v vojni. In potem so zapustili bhakti jogo, ker niso mogli razumeti tega.
Because they thought that this is
mislili si, to je nemogoče. Mi smo svete osebe.
We should not get a bomb.
Mi ne bi smeli dobiti bombe, ampak cvetje.
And please, lotus flowers and garlands
lotusove,
we have a good right for this. They couldn't understand
bi morali
why
biti. Krishna mogli razumeti, zakaj
Krishna sometimes perform this type of surgical operation.
Mora uporabiti takšno vrsto kirurške operacije na, tudi na bandah.
And there may be even a sight in us. Prabhupada writes about this.
Prabhupada piše
v Bhagavatamu
v četrtem spevu,
sometimes devotees say to me,
pravijo,
I have
pravijo,
become sick. I should not have become sick because
I'm a devotee. Bolan, pravi,
it's not that the Serbian devotees were the first ones to discover this reaction. Prabhupada had also to
talk about this book.
So, I think if we understand, Parikshit Maharaj went to something.
Med tem delom popodanskim, ne, sva pokusilo.
You don't imagine you talk to someone and he falls asleep, right?
Se predstavljate, govoriš nekomu, on pa zaspi.
This is certainly very shocking.
To je vsekakor zelo šokantno.
So I'm getting my psychology ready to face the severe suffering of an audience falling asleep. Hare Krishna. But I have also a few weapons here and there. I will not tolerate this today. Shalem se. So, all right. The first example I would request you to look at Maharaj
pozval bi vas, da si pogledamo življenje Maharaja Parikshita.
Let us hear about this great devotee. Poslušajmo
o tem velikem bhaktu, da bi razumeli
more about the test which Krishna gave.
O testih, ki mu jih Krishna dal.
Parikshit Maharaj, you do not know,
v primeru, če ne vemo,
is the grandson of Krishna's personal
pravnuk
friend Arjuna. His grandmother is the sister of God.
Njegova babica je Subhadra, sestra od Krišne.
Uttara, who was very anuragi,
ki bila zelo,
it's a very specific term, anuragi means she was extremely attached to Krishna.
Bila izredno privržena
Krishna. His mother was so attached to Krishna that when
Parikshit
Maharaj
was
just about to leave his body,
da ko bi se Parikshit Maharaj mogel umreti.
And no, she would lose her son.
Videla je, da bo sin umrl.
But she said,
ta mama, ne,
son,
Uttara,
before you leave, please tell me,
samo prosim, preden greš, povej mi,
Shukadev Goswami,
kaj te je Shukadev Goswami naučil? povej mi, kaj te je naučilo, ne, je rekla Parikšit Maharadža mama. Jako, jaz bom zelo takoj v hmalu umrl, ne vem.
Because you are so attached to Krishna, I will just serve your desire. And
she, and then Parikšit Maharadža
told him
je povedal,
a long, long involved story,
zgodba,
which we have discussed in Zagreb,
o kateri smo govorili v Zagrebu,
na beach, and so on. So his mother was so attached.
Mati je bila tako privržena.
She was not
Krishna.
So Krishna. She was definitely attached to her son also.
Tudi,
I mean, when your son dies,
sinu,
this is a very traumatic
experience for mother.
But she just was such a nectar hunter. She said, "Before you die, just tell me the nectar."
Kider mi poveš, še kaj nektara, preden umreš.
Imagine what a personality this was. And Parikšit said,
in Parikšit je rekel,
da, I mean, if you ask me, do you know when there's some very nice devotees, you are prepared to do everything for them.
Nekdo, ki je zelo fino osebo, ste pripravljeni vse narediti za njega.
They can even sell you on the marketplace. You will not protest.
Celo, če te bojo prodali na tržnici, ne bom protestiral, ker jih imaš tokrat.
So,
Krishna,
on top of this, had protected plus Maharaj Parikšit
še zaščitil Maharaja Parikšita
very dangerous
weapon orožja,
when Maharaj Parikšit was in the womb of his mother Uttara. He had personally appeared when the Brahmastra
pojavi,
weapon
Brahmastra
came
prišlo,
to devour the body of Parikšit Maharaj, and he had given Parikšit Maharaj his darshan,
Maharaj,
don't fear, I will take care of this.
Dal, and he had svoj darshan, Krishna, rekel, jaz te bom zaščitil, ne bojse,
thrown away the effect of the Brahmastra.
Krishna gave Parikšit Maharaj
Krishna all the qualities of a pure devotee. This is evident when we read in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam how the different sadhus felt inspired by Krishna, the different brahmanas felt inspired by Krishna to bless Parikšit Maharaj. May he give shelter to all living entities just like the Himalaya mountains,
kako so blagoslovljali Parikšita, naj da zavetje tistim, naj da zavetje vsem ljudem, kot to dela Himalaje, ki da zavetje
zdravje.
Njegova vdanost Parikšita Maharadža je tako močna, da lahko poslal personificiranega Kalija je odgnal Parikšit Maharadž.
Prabhuji, either in deep samadhi
ali si
or in digestion.
Samadhi, ali pa v prebavi.
So he confronted Kali, who gives
Sočuje
so Kalim, much problems
ki je toliko problemov dela
entities,
nam živim bitjem.
He just said, leave my kingdom.
Je, prosim, da zapusti moje kraljestvo.
Behind,
in ker je Bog
Kali
za njim, za Parikšitom, je Kali mogel iti. Ali to je lepo, če bi
we put on our apartment doors Kali not allowed.
Na vrata svoj stanovan, prosim, Kali ne vstopa.
But we don't have the same devotional strength as
Parikšit
Maharaj,
Maharaj
da bi sočili Kali na takšen način. Parikšit
je bil tako
zelo
zavestni Krishna.
And finally,
in končno,
he was informed so ga
informirali, da bo moral umreti
imagine,
v sedmih dneh.
He had so many plans for his government to make a Krishna conscious government.
Vlado, da bo zavestna Krišne, in potem je bil informiran, da bo moral umreti v sedmih dneh.
Now you can imagine,
lahko si predstavljamo,
this is intense,
to je pa intenzivno.
Tomislav, you have to die in 7 days.
Umreti v sedmih dneh, pripravi se.
What does this information do to you? First
kaj
narediš
s to informacijo, ko dobiš? Misliš,
I have eaten prasadam, I'm very to well.
Moram zelo dobro se počutim,
kakšen really sedem dni.
Ampak če dejansko veš, da boš mogel umreti v sedmih dneh, potem to zame zelo resno. In tudi zavestično zame zelo resno.
To your life as such. Now Parikshit began to think about this. And it's very interesting how he reacted. 1.19.12 please. Govindanandan is my Brahman.
1.19.2
I've given the wrong information. Then
Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Parikshit Maharaj thought. Parikshit Maharaj first did a little mistake. He went to the forest. I need to tell it like this. And he came to the hermitage of a sadhu, but the sadhu couldn't greet him because he was in deep samadhi. Now we have no example for samadhi. He was in deep absorption. Now Parikshit Maharaj felt very tired and thirsty, and in that moment he was not under the control of his reactions. He reacted very offended. I'm your emperor and you don't even greet me. And in his anger he picked with his bow a snake and garlanded the meditating state.
Modrica
so,
je zlogom eno kačo mrtvo da okoli vratu
didn't react, he was in samadhi.
Ampak sadu ni reagiral, ker je bil v samadhi.
With great consternation means emotionally in a chaos, stirred up and left the place.
Emocionalni napetosti ali pa vznemirjenja.
And
je bil Parikshit Maharaj.
While he was leaving, he already began to think, oh no, something will come. It was not right. He was in meditation. And he said, due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect
vsekakor moram v prihodnosti pričakovati neke
probleme.
Naredil sem
napako,
nekaj bo prišlo.
He didn't say, no, I was perfectly right. I
mean,
he didn't give me any drink. He started the whole drama.
On je kriv, ki mi dal zapit.
He took full responsibility.
Polno odgovornost je prevzel na sebe.
And see what he said further.
In da vidimo,
I now desire without reservation that the calamity come now.
For in this way
I may be freed from the sinful action and not commit such an offense again. He went back and then a messenger came from this saint.
The messenger said,
can I see the emperor? It's
ali
very urgent.
Cesare, zelo nujno,
the other people said, come. Our Parikshit,
he
came back and he was really thinking.
He
said, the messenger, what has happened? He started to cry. Then he went to Parikshit and said, I'm the messenger from the saint. Yes,
Parikshit.
Emperor, the son of the saint has come. He saw the garland of the snake which you put around the sadhu. And please forgive him.
In prosim, prostimo.
Tell me, said Parikshit, what?
Parikshit, kaj bilo?
Well, the son misused his brahminical power. He has cursed me to die within 7 days. And his father told me I should inform you. And then the messenger broke down crying. But he was very surprised.
Ampak
when he looked at Parikshit,
Parikshita, ki je slišal to informacijo,
Parikshit said,
je bil potem zelo presenečen,
and listen to this enlightened response to misery.
Na to
the supreme personality of God, the controller of all the transcendental and mundane worlds, has mercifully overtaken me in the form of a brahmana's curse.
Mi milostno pač
this curse came from Krishna, said Parikshit Maharaj.
Popravil v obliki tega prekleta brahmane.
Too much attached
to preveč navezan
to material life.
The Lord, and,
the Lord, in order to save me,
v zmeno, da mi reši,
has appeared before me in such a way
pred mano na tak način,
due to my fear,
da zaradi mojega strahu,
I will detach myself from this world.
Se bom sedaj
do you see here an example of the principles
se bom odvezal tega sveta. A vidite, da tukaj primere teh principov, ki smo študirali. Videli, da prekletstvo prihaja in je
imel zelo
osvetljen
odgovor.
Je zelo človeški odgovor.
The enlightened response is that it's Krishna.
To je Krishna.
The human response is
humorističen.
Now fear. Who wishes to die?
A pa človeški odgovor.
But this fear, he understands, will burn away my attachment to material life. Please study this in your own.
I have
read to you
verse in the 19th chapter text to the so moving
these verses. And
prosim, študirajte te verze.
19th chapter text 14.
Prvi spev 19. poglavje.
And then we all know what Parikshit Maharaj did.
Potem si da, vemo, kaj se je zgodilo naprej, ne?
Actually, he prayed a prayer. Krishnam pranamya nirupadikipakarantam. I bow down to him,
priklanjam se njemu, Shri Krishna,
the reservoir of costless mercy.
Brezročne milosti.
Did what we are studying in this verse.
Potem,
when misery comes,
je rekel, ko pride pretrpljenje,
should continue to
nadaljevati,
worship Krishna,
bi morali z obožovanjem Krišne.
Mind, how is the exact words, Tihana? Can you find this in the translation, please?
Ali lahko v prevodu najdemo to natančno besedo?
Okay, you were not. Yeah. Yes, I think we need to hear the whole verse.
Moram poslušati cel vers. Moj dragi Gospod, tisti, ki iskreno čakaš te na njega, da sprejme tvojo brezočno milost zaradi svojih reakcij na svoje slaba dela prej, in ki mu ti daje spoštovanje za svojim umom, telesom.
Wonderful.
Ta,
do you see how Parikshit Maharaj is an example of this?
In pričakuješ ponižno milost,
he says, takšno
seba,
I bow down to him, Shri Krishna,
ki ima takšno
mentaliteto, costless mercy.
Potrpljenju.
Later in Brihad Bhagavatamrita he says,
lahko
I took this curse as most welcome. Dobro došli. By this device, Shri Vasudev was dragging me out of the
Krishna
blind well of my home.
Me s tem pomočjo tega prekletstva vleče ven iz mojega doma
to fast till death at the banks of the celestial Ganga.
Na reko Gango in se pustil Lord, 7 dni do smrti. Vidite to slavo
why
tega bakte?
Rekel
je, Vasudev me je vzel ven. Me je rešil.
Why not?
Zakaj ne?
Gokula
Chandra.
Or Gopal.
Ali pa Gopal.
Vasudev is a very, he says, by this device means arrangement,
Shri Vasudev
was dragging me out
Vasudev
of the blind well
iz slepega vodnjaka iz mojega doma. Zakaj Vasudev?
Well,
torej,
ali bo Prabhuji, why Vasudev?
Zakaj Vasudev?
Who is Vasudev?
Kdo je Vasudev?
Who is Vasudev?
Do Vasudev?
Son of Vasudev? Om Namo Bhagavate, the all-pervading Krishna, who's directing everyone's workings. This is very important, this word Vasudeva.
Krishna,
in other words, had directed the emperor in some way. In this drama
delujemo,
he had directed also Sringi, the son of the sadhu of Brahmana, in a way, and he had directed also the Brahmana who was offended in a certain way.
Krishna
is the director of everyone
vsakogar,
at every time. Therefore
času,
the name Vasudev is used by
Vasudeva.
Parikshit. Wonderful, huh? How he cleverly used, intelligently uses the same Vasudev at this time.
S tim imenom.
This is what you also have to learn.
To se
when
učiti,
you are in this is a teaching of the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
To se moramo učiti iz tega, iz Bhagavatama.
When Parikshit Maharaj
Maharaj našo
bull Dharma with
Dharma,
broken legs,
z zlomljeno nogo,
and the cow
in kravo,
cow is Mother Earth, or? Yes, Mother Earth,
kravo,
also
ki
badly wounded.
He asked zemljo, them, ko so bila obada ranjena,
who did vprašal, this to
do, you? Do vam je to storil?
And they look at him.
Kdje ste ga pogledali?
And they said, as if they don't believe this question, it's the most foolish question that I... It's all arranged by God, they say.
To je vse aranžirano s strani Boga.
What a transcendental family, isn't it?
Kakšen transcendentalna družina. Kaj ne?
When I went to Peter Brooks, Mahabharata, Bhaktisharu Maharaj and myself, when the guest
in Bhaktisharu Swami Salogosta,
Uaufyong, the first showing of the 9-hour theater play Mahabharata by Peter Brook.
Peter Brook je redo
in the end he put
Mahabharata.
A very nice part.
Na koncu da zelo dober
like,
del tej drami.
You know, Duryodhana had been the deadly enemies to the Pandavas and they had been warring this horrible war of the
vojna na Kurukshetri se pač ki se odvijala, ne? Je bila zelo grozna, ampak na koncu Pandave in Duryodhana
spread out a carpet and they all sit down on it.
Preprogo so se vsi usedeli.
Look at this. Look at your life like this. You're playing, you're acting only
delujemo
in a theater play. The script is already written.
Script
it's so nice.
Našega življenja že napisan drama, ne? Scenarij.
We are only actors
mi smo
in a play,
igralci v
playing many
igri,
roles. The director is Vasudeva.
Ampak tisti, ko smerja se, je pa Vasudeva, Krishna.
Describing in Bhagavad Gita,
ki Bhagavad Gita opisuje,
Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrider arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutanam yantra rudhani mayaya. I am in the hearts of all living entities who are
kisa
on this machine of the body,
mašini,
as if they are
telesa
on a machine. Hare Krishna.
Tutulu je mašina.
So, Parikshit Maharaj could understand
this
extraordinary mercy of the Lord,
to specialno milost
and
gospoda,
he reacted to it
in
a lighted way. He didn't point fingers, oh, why me?
Jaz
sem velika bakta.
Jaz sem veliki bakta.
Why should I get a curse?
Zakaj bi se mene prekleli?
I should get more gold.
Mora bi dobiti več zlata za moje kraljestvo.
Krishna is the Lord
Krishna
of all psychic activities and all physical movements. Had
fizičnih aktivnosti on to se ravnava.
His life to go in this direction. He prayed in the end for a blessing.
Je se prosil za blagoslov.
And this blessing I will tell you at the Sunday feast lecture which he wanted to have because it goes to
the slow ki ga potem imeti vam povedal
so,
na nedeljskem programu.
This is the first
to je prva
example Maharaj Parikshit. Krishna came in other words, this is how Parikshit
saw it, in the form
Krishna prišel as a curse
в облике проклятия
Парикшит Махараджа,
so that
he could renounce his
odvezal,
what he described,
odrekel,
as the blind veil of my home, means his material.
Another example
which I want to tell you, which is especially
relevant
to those devotees here whose spiritual master has had a dramatic reorientation in his life,
and they
had to go to a test, is Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
22, 4, and 8.
Bali Maharaj
Emperor of the whole universe. He's not only of planet Earth, of the whole universe.
And
he then lost everything
when Vamana
came to him and took everything away by a trick. Very dramatic.
Zelo dramatično.
After,
potem,
you know what Vamana Dev did.
Veste, kaj Vamana Dev naredil, ne?
Rekel je, I'm small Brahman.
Jaz sem mehen Brahman.
He looked just very nice.
Zelo, zelo simpatično.
We have a Vamana Dev deity at the Vamana Dev Academy. He has a nice round head and a little
tak,
belly.
Trebušče.
Very, very beautiful.
Tak, zelo lep.
And he said, please,
rekel je, prosim,
you are so rich.
Tako si bogat.
And I am so poor.
Jaz sem tako reven.
Please give me prosim, as much land as I can cover with three steps.
Toliko zemlje, da kukar lahko s tremi koraki dosežem. Kar rekel, kaj?
Why, so you have come to an emperor, asked for villages.
Imperatorju si prišel,
vprašal za three steps of land. This is like asking for a handful of ashes.
Ne samo za tri korake, to kot mi vprašal za roko polno peska.
Brother, sleep has overtaken you.
Spanec te je.
Ask me for something substantial.
This is almost... Zaprosi me za kaj konkretnega.
Then,
in potem je Vamanadev
cheated him a second time. He said,
še drugič se ga je prevaral.
See, if I wouldn't be happy with three steps of
land, I
am also not happy with
so much. Ne bi bil srečen tudi s toliko večjimi koraki. Zemlje.
Okay, so Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj je rekel.
Oh,
želel?
He said om.
Rekel om.
The thing, three steps of lead. Then Vamana Dev expanded himself to enormous proportions.
Ekspandiral, povečal v neverjetne velikosti.
First, one step he covered the whole territory, whole land which was available
so on that plane. So zemlje, v zemlje,
then
ki
with the second step,
drugim korakom,
he moved
je
up
dosegel,
to, sorry, Adya, please forgive me. I'm just very uncultured. He moved up and pierced with his legs through the universe.
When
he turned
univerzum.
And said, you rascal,
in potem se obrnil in rekel, kaj ti baraba, nič ne ustal, zdaj na tretji korak. Kamo na tretji korak? Je rekel Bali, je rekel,
this was a trick.
Bali Maharaja. To je bil trik.
You know, you don't do this. It's not fair.
To ni fair. To se ne naredi, ne?
But,
dokaj toliko veliko znamo, v tem smislu.
Ampak Bali Maharaj
je zelo razsvetljeno odgovoril.
Sorry, then ne, Bali said,
potem je Bali rekel,
he was shocked, you know. Imagine the person who gives three steps of land takes it all from you by such an expansion of body.
And
he didn't know what to say. So then on the top of this,
Vamanadev
made him a prisoner.
Ga je še
the mystical snake Vasuki to come.
Poslali mesično kačo Vasuki
around him. Must have been very painful to see the picture.
Bali Maharaja.
And he was a prisoner.
In
he
was
captured like a criminal.
Postoje zaporniki neke vrste.
And Bali Maharaj understood this is Krishna. I must admit, give Shastra back, maybe. I don't. Some of you has my black verse book? No, huh? It looks unlikely. Why should you have? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano. Unjana evatma kritam vipakam.
Unjana evatma kritam.
Rit Bhag Vapubir Rit Bhag Vapubir Vidadhan Namaste. Jiveta Yomukti Pade Sablaya Bhag. Please repeat in English. My dear Lord, any person who is constantly awaiting your causeless mercy and who goes on suffering the results of his past misdeeds, offering you respectful obeisances from the core of his heart, is surely eligible to become liberated, for it has become his rightful claim. In this seminar we are discussing how to deal with the different challenges which life puts before us. And this verse has given us four powerful instructions. We should earnestly hope for Krishna's mercy. We should accept responsibility for what we are going through.
Mm.
We should continue to offer obeisances with heart and words and body to Krishna.
And then,
the last point really is a promise. When
obljuba,
these three things, these three attitudes are there, waiting for Krishna's mercy, accepting responsibility,
and
praying more, offering obeisances to the heart means to pray more, preach more.
Več pridigati.
Offering obeisances with the words, to je izkazovati spoštovanje
s besedami ali več peti v Krišni ali govoriti
with our body,
ali pa služiti s našim telesom. Potem je tukaj nekšna obljuba
home,
in takrat se kvalificiramo, da gremo nazaj Bogu.
Mm. I want to tell you now a little story, which surely you have all heard by now,
but
I will do it in the context of this verse.
Ampak
it's about the king
v kontekstu
who
tega
cut
versa,
himself
to je
in
okralju,
his finger.
Ki se je porezal prstu.
He had a very nice minister and he went to the minister with this pain, looking for what is called in English commiseration. You know,
je šel do njega, da bi ga malo potolažil.
And so this is called commiseration. We are so sorry for you.
Tako nam je žal za tebe, kaj se ti je zgodilo.
Was surprised to hear
Ampak kralj je bil presenečen, ko je slišal komentar svojega ministra in je rekel, to je Krišnova milost.
Went on his false ego like acid
and on soft baby skin
and he said what you dare to say to your king
you go rekel, for this in this presence this reči is a great offense to je velika želitev poslal te bom v zapor in minister je rekel to je Krišnova milost
then the king who was so upset
potem je bil kralj tako znemiren
decided to go to release his anger in the forest with hunting.
Odločil, da bo to jezo izživel v gozdu, je šel v lov.
This day he didn't hunt any animal. He was
tistega dne on ni ujel nobene živali, ampak je bil on žrtev lova nekih roparjev, ki so ga ujeli in ga odvedli do voditelja teh roparjev.
I do not know if you are informed, but still in some remote forest areas of Orissa.
Ne vem, kako je sicer pri vas, ampak v nekih oddaljenih krajih v gostu v Orisi je še vedno navadi, da žrtvujejo ljudi.
So he was caught by a tribe.
In tako so ga ujeli.
Who was also a criminal, robbers, gangsters, and they
ujeli so ga te roparji.
Decided to decapitate him.
In so se odločili, da ga bojo obglavili. Ampak v zadnjem trenutku so videli to rano na prstu kralja
for human sacrifice
in so rekli
have a unharmed human body.
Za žrtvovanje človeka moramo imeti nedotaknjeno telo, nepoškodovano.
Jaz tudi
trenutno nisem kvalificiran za človeško žrtvovanje, moram počakati.
We Krishna devotees do not believe in human sacrifices. They are very tamasic and you know, so I think there is no... So... the leader was so angry
in vodja je bil tako jezen
and with the king that he chased the king into the forest thinking that the wild animals would take care of him
in after a long time že dive živali poskrbile zanj
the forest, in ko je kralj dolgo hodil po gozdu back at his palace,
je končno prišel nazaj do svoje palače in je takoj vprašal
brought before him.
Ministra,
and he said, my dear minister, I'm sorry for having done this to you.
Listen, what just happened to me?
Maybe that's the result
of
I was so unkind to you.
In to je posledica tega, ker sem bil tako neprijazen do tebe. Ujeli so me ropar in skoraj bi me ubili.
Because of my cut this morning, I was released. I was
ampak zato, ko sem se zjutraj urezal, so me izpustili. In sem šel pri življenju. Minister se mu je samo nasmehnil in je rekel, vidiš, kako je bila to Krišnova milost, da si se porezal.
So often you go into the forest,
tako pogosto hodiš v gost. Ampak danes so to roparje ujeli.
And they wanted to make a human sacrifice, but because of your cut,
in so te hoteli
you
žatovati.
Were protected.
Ampak zaradi tega, ker si se urezal, si bil zaščiten.
To suffer.
In niti bilo treba trpeti.
And die.
In umreti.
And my dear king.
In dragi moj kralj.
Also Krishna's mercy.
Tudi to je Krišnova milost.
So
da si tako reagiral.
When I told you.
Znemirena, ko sem ti to povedal.
If you would have taken me with you.
Kaj, če bi me vzel sabo v gost
and not thrown me into the
in me ne bi vrgal v zapor,
I would have to be killed instead of
bi mene ubili namesto tebe.
So please, my dear king, understand.
Zato, dragi moj kralj, razumi,
that everyone and everything is moving under the full control of Krishna.
In vse, da so vsi in vse gible pod pravo Krishne.
Is ultimately
in vse, kar nam Krišna pripravi, je končno za našo
korist,
za našo dobrobit. Rad bi vas nekaj vprašal.
Aren't we often like the king?
Ali smo pogosto se pogosto obnašamo kot kralj?
Oh no, why this happened to me? Why
did this Nikob say
I'm lusty, I'm not?
Rekel, da sem pohoten,
only
nisem.
Like pizza.
Jaz sem vam samo rad pico.
Why?
Zakaj?
Did I make this accident?
Zakaj se mi je zgodila ta nesreča?
Could you guess why we are like this?
Ali lahko uganete, zakaj smo takšni? Zakaj imamo to mentaliteto kralja? Zakaj se spomnite?
Dajanitaj, what could be a reason?
Kaj je lahko razlog?
Yes, yes. Okay. We think we, yeah, we always have to enjoy. We think this we are here to enjoy.
Correct.
What else could be the reason
why
we
become
so upset when something happens to us and don't see that it is
Krishna's arrangement?
We only see a part of the picture, not the complete picture.
Ne, celotne slike.
Yes. Udata Prabhu. Yes, and we feel humiliated. Udata said also something very nice. Such happenings drastically confront us with the reality that we are not the controllers. Dear Mati, I think you have some answer ready. Why are we like this when something happens that we forget Krishna, that we become so upset? Yes, very often this is a fact. We are maybe sometimes persistently put before in a situation where actually we should learn, but we don't want to change.
Se nočemo spremeniti in smo vedno znova postavljeni v določene situacije, ampak se nočemo spremeniti.
What?
Nočemo se nekaj naučiti iz tega. Kakšni odgovori še pridejo na misel?
We identify with our mind and body.
Poistovečamo se z umom in telesom.
We thought we don't deserve this. We are innocent.
Mislimo, da si tega ne zaslužimo, da smo
dolžni. Drama, what comes to your mind? Same thing, yes. Why me? Why me?
Zakaj jaz? Zakaj jaz?
In Germany you say immer declinen. Always the
rečeš,
small people get it.
Vedno nastradajo ta majhni.
Or you even say immer ich und nie die anderen.
Always I vedno jaz in
nie the
nikoli
other,
drugi.
And no, never the others get it. We don't, we think we don't deserve.
Mislimo, da si tega ne zaslužimo.
Thank you very much.
Hvala najlepša.
I want to now continue a little bit. Still have to put this a little like yes, this is this bit. I want to continue now a little bit for 2 or 3 minutes.
2-3 minutes.
5 minutes maybe. What qualities we can develop
tem,
in order to really change this. And begin to see Krishna in everything. I would like to ask you, how can we change these attitudes which you have just now enumerated? What other qualities we should develop? Maybe, oh, I have a better idea. I have a better idea. I will not ask you now. I will give you an exercise to do. Very nice, very nice. Yes. One quality which came to my mind, which we can develop in order to act more responsibly and more maturely with the challenges in our lives, is we have to develop tolerance. Understand, I deserve to suffer. Because of my previous activities, my material activities, and don't always become so much entangled in trying to adjust the suffering.
Our materialistic society, you know,
has 400 different creams for skin itching,
družba ima 400 različnih krem,
always trying to adjust and everything. But a devotee learns to tolerate
and go
through this. And we had a very nice prayer which I would like to repeat to you. Please God, it's a Christian prayer, so I would say, God, please God, give me the strength to tolerate what I can't change,
the
courage to change what I should change, and the discrimination of wisdom to know the difference between the two, and to tolerate and when to actively do something. In my life, to change myself and even sometimes circumstances. A second quality which I think we must develop is we should learn to be loyal to Krishna. When there are challenges, we should not say, no, this is too much, and now I go and look for another Lord.
Prabhupada once said it like this.
But we should take shelter in Krishna.
This is
what the verse also says. We should continue to offer obeisances with heart, words, and body. This is called loyalty to Krishna.
Besedami in telesom.
There's a very nice little story with Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada
once was driven in a car in America to some, I don't know from where to where, but he saw on the street a car
from the
brand Thunderbird. Do you know there must be Thunderbird's cars? I do not know. Thunderbird, very brizzle. It sounds like very brizzle cars.
Auto,
so Thunderbird's car. Prabhupada was delighted. Not because of the car, but because
auta,
of the Thunderbird.
Zaradi,
he said, there is a Thunderbird in
India.
It's called the Chataka bird. The Chataka bird only takes water from the clouds. It will never take water from the ground which has assembled in puddles after the rain. He will always fly directly to the cloud. Then he makes a sound like Jaldi, 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 give me water, give me water. And even if the cloud thunders,
strele,
he will only go
četudi iz oblakov,
he will
letijo strele,
not take his water
from anywhere
else. So the devotee is like this. Even when the Lord sometimes thunders,
sends challenges,
he will continue to go to his dragi gospodin. He will not go anywhere else. He will not go to the puddles of this world, the material world.
This is loyalty of a devotee.
So my devotees, become thunderbirds. Isn't that a nice title for a lecture? Become a thunderbird, Vedran. There is this Prabhupada was referring here to a beautiful verse by Rupa Goswami, which I would like to read to you. It is taken from the purport of Canto 2, Chapter 4, Text 4. It's very beautiful, and you might like to make it a motto of your life. It's there in the purport. I will read it to you in Sanskrit and in English. Virachaya maidadam dina bandhu dayami va gati rihana bhavata kacit anya mamasti nipata tu shatakote nibaram vanamba tada pikila payado stuyate chatakenam. It's not so good in Sanskrit. The verse has to be read differently, but it's not just coming. Here's the English for you. O Lord of the poor. I wanted to say my pronunciation is not proper. The verse is wonderful, but O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The Chataka bird, the thunderbird, always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. Please let us enter together into the devotional spirit of this poem by reciting it together. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have no one to look
nikogar drugega
to except your lordship. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rains or throws a thunderbolt. Divno. Divno.
Čudovito.
Very, very divno. A third understanding or attitude is that we understand what Krishna gives us as presence.
A Prabhupada
uses the word token reaction. When something happens to us, we can meditate about Prabhupada's analysis in the teachings of Queen Kunti, where he says, you should have been killed through a knife, but now you only cut in your finger by Krishna's mercy. And this cutting into the finger comes, therefore the word token is given. Token, it comes at the proper time. Like the king
darilo,
who cut into his finger.
Pravem času.
It was a wonderful time for I mean, it saved his life.
Se je kralj urezal prst, je bilo ravno pravšnji čas za to, kajti rešilo moje življenje.
I have often, because I don't have the most strongest body,
ker nimam najbolj močnega telesa,
weakest body, I have
imam bolj slabotno telo,
physical body, I have fizično. Often had diseases coming to me, or weaknesses,
ali slabosti,
even in the hospital, and so on.
And
I developed this attitude that, oh Lord,
sem ta odnos,
I know,
da,
I should have suffered much gospod, more.
Vem,
it's very nice
veliko
that you only have given me a little
trpeti.
Headache, or flu, or
hvala,
a little
back samo
pain,
and some, bol,
thank
ali,
you very much. And by this gratefulness,
hvala,
you come into such a devotional attitude.
In iz te hvaležnosti,
yes.
Dobite,
these are three qualities which I
wanted to
say. Now I will invite you for a very exciting writing exercise.
Na eno, vajo.
I want
zelo
to introduce you now.
Vajo iz pisanja.
I'm still seeing some of you are writing. I'll wait a little. I want to introduce you now to the technique which I have learned from Satsvarup Maharaj. Free writing means
prosto pisanje. Prosto pisanje
pomeni, somehow bring yourself to always write
da se pripravi što vedno pišeš, ne glede glede the rule is never stop
even if you run out of one thought and you don't know what
tudi če nekaj napišeš in
the mind is not cooperating any longer then stop writing
even if you paint a picture
of a face
but
you will get a writing task so as soon as possible get back to the writing task.
Lahko ti narišeš ta obraz, ampak
free writing is a possibility to access your subconsciousness. You do not edit while you free write. You write even things which are just outlandish.
Kadar pišeš, ampak samo outlandish o sebe.
It's really like outrageous or very like you would never feel comfortable to present this in a public assembly
to takega,
So now comes the writing task because you are writing about something. It's not that you the writing task is a complicated question.
Naloga za pisanje
yes.
Zapleteno vprašanje.
Govindanandan is really Govindanandan is a very nice like a handball player, you know.
Govindanandan
is now ready to get into action to catch the ball.
Nogometni ali pa nogometni prav, da bo ujel žogo.
Before you catch the ball, Govindanandan.
Preden ujame žogo, Govindanandan.
I want to ask if you have any question to the style vprašal, of free writing.
Ali imate o tem načinu prostega pisanja kakšno vprašanje?
Ponamasi, it is like this. We want to access our subconsciousness and our intuition and we will use the method of free writing. I will explain it again to Ponamasi because it's good to hear two times. The exercise is that I will give you a writing task which you have to catch and then you will just write whatever comes to your mind,
whatever,
even if it is not related apparently. You will just put it on the paper and the rule is you have to write. What I forgot, very good that I said it a second time. You have to write brisle.
Moraš hitro pisati.
It won't work if you are very slow, you know, because then your mind is editing and thinking. We don't want the mind to write this. We want what we really feel, our emotions and so on.
Zapisati tisto, kar res začutimo.
Clear?
Jasno.
In your language, which you think?
Svojem jeziku, tistem, kjerem razmišljaš.
Croatian, Chinese, Slovenski, German. Can also write
ne vedno,
I would write in German most properly.
Vedem, bi pisal
no, because now I'm thinking in English.
Čeprav sedaj pisam razmišljam o angleščini. Mogoče bom.
Hopefully it's an exciting writing exercise for you.
To so
is our musical man ready to put on the music? Maybe Alpha Waves music, you know, some
Glasbo,
dolphins.
Alpha what?
Only what? Beta. Theta. Theta. Oh, theta. That's what sleeping is.
Kishan delfine, yeah. So,
yeah,
mama, no. Beta. muzika za glasbo za Beta Valove.
What be nice,
ja, to je za spanje.
Like future ragas or something. With something imaginative.
Future ragas, you know. Ali takega, nekaj, kar nam bodi domišljijo.
Not here. Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada is always good.
Prabhupada je vedno v redu.
Please, listen.
Prosim, poslušajte.
What do we have here? You are put into a challenging situation.
Postavljeni ste v situacijo, ki vam
what this is, you have to find out yourself.
Kakšna situacija, to je morate sami ugotoviti. Ampak zelo taka izvajajoča situacija, nekaj se vam zgodi, kar vas vrže iz ravnotežja.
How could you act in a good Krishna conscious way?
Kako bi lahko odreagirali na dober način zavesten Krishna
Marie,
v tej situaciji?
Me, not so, is it all right? Yeah. You start to think, sorry. A very challenging situation has come up in your life.
Here I give you even the challenging situation,
then it's easier because
you have been called a great fool. Postali ste en velik bedak.
Karkoli,
kar naredite, je postavljeno pod vprašaj.
Someone has a group of people have said your
ljudi,
motives are very bad.
Ki so rekli, da so vaši motivi zelo slabi.
You feel very hurt.
In zelo ste prizadeti zaradi
because
tega.
Because you feel totally misunderstood.
Kajti popolnoma so vas narobe razumeli.
How can you react
kako
in the light
lahko
of this verse? What have you learned in this
luči tega
verse?
Verza? Kaj ste se naučili
what
iz tega verza? Kaj ste se naučili?
Start now.
Da ena skupina ljudi, ne, se čisto dobro razumela vaše dejavnosti, ne, in so rekla, da na pač druge motive, ne, in se gubi za tega da razumela. In se je tako odreagirala na način, ki je zelo
what have you learned? Always write. Never stop writing, please. You're doing very nice. You have 2.5 more minutes. Keep on writing, even if nothing comes any longer. Just write. Because then the breakthrough happens. Huh? Your subconscious. You have one more minute to go. Please keep on going. Some of you are sweating, but keep on going strong. Slowly come to the end of the exercise, please. Hari Bol. So, did you find it useful?
Ali je bilo koristno?
Was something coming?
Je kaj prišlo na um?
Would there be some of you who would feel comfortable in this public assembly to share
ali
some of their writings?
Ali bi bilo komu od vas
or is it malo privatni?
Če bi to delil z nami ali je pa preveč zasebno?
I'm sorry? Not all of it. The piece is
ne cela, samo en delček.
Who would feel comfortable to
kdo
share
bi lahko
with us?
Vse to, kar je zapisal, podelil z nami?
You? Govindanandan is a very bold man.
Govindanandan je zelo hraber.
Do I have to describe the situation I imagined? Or?
Ali si moram zamisliti situacijo, ki sem si jo zamislil?
but not necessary.
Ja, bilo bi pomoč.
In what language have you spoken? I think Udata, the Slovenian devotees understand Croatian? Yes, good.
Situacija kao nešto sam se trudio zajedno sa još jednom grupom ljudi, ono, i drugi imaju primjedbe na takav rad i kažu da to se ništa ne radi, a sad počinje priča. Trebao bih cijeniti doprinos tih ljudi i vidjeti imao nešto što do sada nisam razmišljao, a oni ukazuju na to. Možda bih htjelo predložiti njima da daju rješenje i da kažu kako će sudjelovati u tome. Ako ne žele sudjelovati, onda mi kažu koji treba biti motiv da bi se ostvarilo to što nije do sada rješeno, što nije dobro, specifično. Svi zajedno bi tražili rješenje, odredili da to u buduću radimo zajedno i da nitko neće izlaziti sa suprotnim idejama. Svi će slijediti ili ako se ne možemo dogovoriti, reći ćemo da je u pitanju razmiloženju u mišljenju i gurat će oni koji su za to spremni, a drugi će se fokusirati na nešto drugo. Ostalo neće stavljati klipove, nego će pronaći područje osobnog angažmana. Pomoći ćemo jedni drugima da svi budu zadovoljni. Nećemo se obazirati na one koji nastave kritizirati, smatrajući ih krivo motiviranim ili željima da isproširaju svoju pantu.
This all?
So.
Maybe one Mataji would feel comfortable? Purnamasi? Please give the microphone to Purnamasi. It's nicer. Or what do you think? Can we hear? We can hear actually. Yeah, but it's nicer then it's on the tape. No, I didn't want to say.
Prvo, kar sem pomislila, da ne smem se bati pravzaprav tega izziva, ki je pred mano, in ne smem biti vezana za rezultat, če bo dober ali pa slab. In pa nekaj se bom iz tega naučila, kar sledi. Pogledati moram v svoje srce in videti, ali je to res, kar pravijo. In če je, potem poskušam ugotoviti, kako bi lahko to popravila. Ne smem se bati, kajti nikoli ni nič tako težkega, da ne bi mogla narediti, kajti Krišna vedno nikoli ne da tako težke naloge, da je ne bi mogli izpolniti. Krišna mi je to že veliko krat pokazal in mi je dal do znanja, da vedno pomaga, če se trudimo. Potem zelo važen mi je pri tem pogovor z osebo, ki mi je to rekla, tako da bi lahko razčistila, od kje je to prišlo in zakaj. Vprašati ga, ali je kdaj v meni našel tudi kaj takega, kar je pozitivno in kar bi lahko razvijala še naprej. Če ne bi našel nič takega in bi ga prosila za nasvet in mogoče bi mi lahko pokazal, kaj lahko naredim, da bi popravila to svojo vtis do tega, kar pač on smatra, da je neumno.
Thank you. I also enjoyed to hear speak you.
Hvala. Tudi meni je bilo všeč, ko sem te slišal govoriti slovensko. Ponavadi te slišam samo, ko govoriš nemško. Najlepša hvala za tole.
We will now make a little pause of 10 minutes. We will assemble again after 10 minutes. I'm sorry that I couldn't understand the contributions of Govindananda and Purnamasi, but I heard something about Misliti and Krishna and think of Krishna, okay, in 10 minutes please come back in 10 minutes.
Se vrnite, prosim.
Everyone understands that. Krishna, go.